Hello, and how are you, Art Curious listeners? Jennifer here with your short-form news roundup meant to bring you up to date on some of the latest goings-on in the realm of art history. This is Art Curious News this week, and I don't know about you, but I am ready to roll. Today is Friday, February 10th, 2023. For today's first story, we are heading back to Monday morning. Like many of you, I awoke that day to learn about the devastating earthquake that hit parts of Turkey and Syria that has killed over 10,000 people as of this recording, and likely thousands more are injured, and those numbers are estimated to increase even more over the coming days. The quake, too, and also the aftershocks and secondary quakes that followed, of course, not only damaged other human beings, but also many buildings and works of cultural importance. As the days pass, we will most likely learn of the extent of the historical and cultural devastation. But for now, we know that a couple of major structures have been reduced to rubble. The first is the Gaziantep Castle, which is a site in southeastern Turkey that has a long history spanning back to the Roman era, around the 2nd or 3rd century CE, and was expanded into these huge battlements during the reign of the Byzantine Emperor Justinian in the 5th century CE. Part of a historic mosque from the 17th century, right next door to the castle, was also destroyed, and the Cathedral of the Annunciation in the city of Iskenderun, built originally in the mid-19th century and then reconstructed around 1900, has also almost completely collapsed. The loss of human life here is the most awful and absolutely terrible part of the story, but it is always a reminder to know that when disasters or war strikes, that we not only lose the ones that we love in the process, but sometimes we can also lose integral parts of our history and our artistic creations as well. Next up, it is just the latest in the ongoing fights for artwork repatriation. A report was released earlier in the past week from an organization called the Swiss Benin Initiative that noted that at least 21 works have been identified in Swiss collections as ones that were once part of that huge British army plunder from Benin City in 1897. These 21 objects are out of a total of 96 Benin items scattered throughout 8 different museums in Switzerland, and as such, this 21 objects then make up 22% of the Benin collection in that country in total. An additional 34% of the collection has also been noted as probably looted, though reps from the Swiss Benin Initiative say that they do not have specific documentation linking those pieces to the original raid, though their certainty is probably rather high. This is all good news, because again, the more that this kind of thing is announced into the world and to the public, the more pressure it extends in both public and private collections to return works to their rightful locations and owners. Coincidentally, I learned this week of another Swiss organization funded by the daughter of the late collector Bruno Stefanini, who will be working independently to review thousands upon thousands of items to verify whether or not any of those works from the collection were specifically stolen from Jewish households during World War II. Stefanini died in 2018, and his daughter Bettina is setting an excellent example of someone who is being so very proactive in putting together an independent panel of provenance researchers, art historians, lawyers, and more to confirm the histories of over 100,000 objects, at least 6,000 of which are paintings. The initiative began last year, and any works with iffy ownership histories or gaps in the background and documentation will be closely reviewed by the committee, who will then report their conclusions and move forward to make the necessary changes and repatriations. As Stefanini herself said in an article published this week by the New York Times, quote, "You have a bigger moral obligation to do things right if you can afford it," unquote. She then went on to say even more pointedly, quote, "We want to be courageous and talk about things that are not talked about. If we push the themes of provenance and ownership, then we strengthen that discourse around museums," unquote. I love that. She doesn't mince words, this Bettina, and I think that is incredibly powerful. Let's take a brief break before we get back to more Art Curious news this week. And of course, if you like the show, would you please consider buying me a cup of coffee this month to say thanks? For the price of a latte, $4 a month, you can listen to Art Curious from here on out ad-free. You can learn more and join today at patreon.com/artcurious. A thank you and welcome aboard to my latest patrons, Ellen B. and Anne G. Thank you so much for the coffee, you two. I so appreciate it. And big ongoing thanks, as always, to my VIP patrons, Flamestress, Gaston, Stephanie, John, JL, Rhonda, Lance, and Robin. You guys are like Michelangelo's David. Perfection. Do you want your name read here every week? Please consider becoming a VIP for just $25 a month and know that you are helping us so much. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Art Curious and our news this week. For our last round of stories today, I've got a couple of finds, some updates for art-related travel opportunities, and more. First up, a man in England was just strolling on his property with a metal detector, and he made an incredible discovery. A heart-shaped golden pendant with symbols connected directly to Henry VIII and his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. This piece has been authenticated as the real deal by outside sources, including an expert quoted as being so stunned by the discovery that she, quote, was shaking when she held it. Her jaw was on the floor, unquote. A curator at the British Museum noted that this might have been a prize that was given out during jousting tournaments, since it looks, in her opinion, quote, hastily crafted, unquote. But it is still a really cool find, and also a particularly rare one, as, according to Art News, items from this period, especially ones that are connected to Catherine of Aragon, are rare. So I think this is neat. Next up, great news for travelers to Florence. Not only right now, but at least in part of the upcoming 6 years. So currently, the Baptistry of San Giovanni, so right there in the center of town and as famous as the Duomo, the cathedral in the same square, is currently undergoing restoration and cleaning. And rather than opting to close off the vault of the baptistry during this very time-consuming process, they are actually going to offer use of the scaffolding that will normally be used by art restorers so that small groups of people can actually see the ceiling up close and personal and check out their world-famous mosaics. The mosaic viewing will be available as a special scaffolding tour, and they start at the end of this month, February 2023. They must be reserved in advance, though, so if you are lucky enough to be heading to Florence, be sure to check this out. And being that this is the first restoration project in the baptistry in over a century, this is sure to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And finally, speaking of once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, the huge Vermeer exhibition at the Rijksmuseum, the biggest show of the master in history, opens to the public today, and it will be on view through June 4th. I've urged you in recent episodes of Art Curious News this week to check out the show in Amsterdam if you are able and interested, but I have to warn you, if you haven't already bought your tickets, you are going to want to rectify that immediately. According to data that the Rijksmuseum released to the Associated Press, they have already sold over 200,000 tickets to this show, making it one of the biggest in the museum's history, and they have also added extended hours as an attempt to keep up with all of this visitor demand. So go if you are able, but visit the museum's website now to reserve your spot, lest you be disappointed. For those of you who are lucky enough to join in on our Like Minds travel tour that we are holding this spring, don't worry. Our tickets have already been bought, and they are safe. All right, folks, that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening to Art Curious News this week. We have another bonus episode coming up for you next week, and then also another episode of Art Curious News next Friday. In the meantime, as usual, I would like to thank you wholeheartedly for your support and most of all for listening today. And until I see you, stay curious.